Grant us now, our Lord, open eyes, open ears, and open hearts to receive you. Amen. Very pleased to be with you this morning here at Holy Covenant. Grateful for your Rector Margaret, her invitation to speak to you on behalf of the Bush Church Aid Society. And like many churches across the diocese, you attend and see people that you've known through various diocesan organisations, so that's the same here today. Last week, you may have heard that Sister Anne Gardner was named a Senior Australian of the Year, recognising her work for more than 60 years amongst Aboriginal people in Bathurst Island. Her award reminded me of the slogan for the work of the Bush Church Aid Society, which is going the distance for Christ, continuing to work in often isolated, challenging conditions is never easy. But for almost 100 years, the Anglican Church in many places across Australia has been blessed because of the work of the Missionary Society known as BCA. Here I'm reminded of the words of Jesus from today's gospel, which are meant for all people, how everyone can be blessed, but particularly people who are doing it tough or are in unusual individual situations. Yes, even those people who you might not think are happy are indeed very happy because of their trust in Jesus. The sermon that Jesus preached shows that the only hope of meeting God's standards is to trust in the Lord Jesus. And by trusting in Christ, we find the way for joy, peace, and contentment. That's where the Bush Church Aid Society comes in, reaching places that the church may not normally be found. Reaching those places with the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Just as Sister Anne Gardner has laboured for many years amongst a small minority of isolated people, so too have ministers working with the Bush Church Aid Society. Take, for example, the Reverend Bill Ross. As a young man, he was ordained and priested in this diocese. His early ministry was in the parish of St Luke's Deakin, where I was a parish priest some years ago. And then he had another short stint in Albury when Albury was part of our diocese. Bill Ross heeded then the call to work as a missionary with the Bush Church Aid Society and spent the rest of his ministry doing just that. He has first ministered at Cunnara, then the West Pilbara, Bluff Point, Wickham and Port Hedland. Perhaps you know some of those places. Perhaps you can envisage this isolated stretch of the Western Australian coast jutting out into the Indian Ocean. Now retired and in his 70s, Bill still ministers at the Mission to Seafarers at Geraldton in Western Australia. All of these locations are part of the Diocese of Northwest Australia, where the Bush Church Aid Society has many areas of ministry due to the isolation and the demands needed to supply ministry, which might not so easily happen except for the work of BCA. When Bill Ross left Canberra and then Albury, he left very civilised locations in going to the parish of Cunnamulla, 3,000 kilometres north of Perth. Here, the Ord River scheme had already begun to supply fresh water, which of course was a blessing. But in the monsoon summer months, there was heavy rain for days on end with frightening electrical storms. Yes, it was hot with the summer temperatures soaring into the 40s and beyond. After ministering there for 4 years, Bill took on the responsibilities of ministering across what was known as the West Pilbara, a slice of land across northwest Australia covering about 500,000 square kilometres, a big parish. Yes, the expanse was large, the population was quite thinly populated, but every person was important, which is something that the Outback is significant for. And the small ministering congregations meant that you could be more specific in meeting the spiritual needs of the people, many who were Aboriginal. The next location for Bill was Bluff Point, a seaport suburb just north of Geraldton, with a population of just 1,000. Bill Ross and his wife Jocelyn spent 12 years labouring for Christ in this centre. This is still a BCA centre, where Roger Kingdom came last year with his wife Amanda and three little children. After Bluff Point, Bill Ross served at Wickham. That was only 1,000 kilometres north of Perth. Here, it was a new location. Buildings were relatively new. Working alongside iron ore workers meant that their dreams of financial prosperity need to be challenged with the enduring riches of the gospel. After 6 years at Wickham, Bill Ross headed for Port Hedland, perhaps a place you might more easily know, a mission location that I'd known from teenage years. It was here that the Reverend Bruce Woolcott came to my home parish of Fig Tree near Wollongong, where I was then introduced to the work of BCA. Bruce Woolcott's stories of having a Christmas meal out of a tin can on the way to Marble Bar emphasised to me how different, very different, this work in the outback was compared with the civilised east coast of Australia. Port Hedland has remained a BCA mission district, with Philip and Elk Knight continuing the work there when Bill Ross left to continue in retirement the work of mission for seafarers at Geraldton. I like to think that for Bill Ross and many others, in bringing the gospel to remote parts of Australia, Christ can be known in the hearts of many. Christ proclaimed in the Beatitudes present realities of joy and peace that can be known in the hearts of all people, wherever they may be as they respond to Jesus' invitation. When there is little material extravagance or comfort, which is the case in many BCA locations, you are made more certain that, as St. Paul proclaimed, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. I'm sure that that was true for our own Anne Rance, who served with BCA in Cooper Pedy in the late 60s and 70s, early 70s. As she has said to me, boy, was it rough in those days. You can just imagine, can't you? Well, our diocese of Canberra and Goulburn has had a great deal to do with the work of BCA. Our present director, Mark Short, served in this diocese, and before taking up the work as director of BCA, he was rector of Turvey Park, a Wagga Wagga, but also had responsibilities for the tiny isolated communities at Tarkata. Before him, the director of BCA was Brian Roberts, who then became rector of Bungendore, and now in retirement, if I can express it like that, is rural dean on the Monero. And there are many others, too many probably to mention everyone, people like Peter Blundell, now rector of Tumut, who served at Winton in Queensland, and John Jenner, rector of Tamora, who served at Parapadoo, Tom Price. There are also many other connections. Places like the Diocese of Ilocra, where our own John Sett is bishop, having oversight of the BCA districts of Cooper Pedy and Roxby Downs. Bishop Godfrey Pryor, whom you remember, went from us to be Bishop of Rockhampton, and now David Robinson is bishop there, both having served in our diocese. And Rockhampton Diocese includes the BCA positions at Winton, Maramba, and more recently, a new work at Longreach, Barcaldine, where Graham and Susan Leash from Gundagai serve now as mission facilitators. I've not worked as a BCA missioner, but I have for a long time been challenged with the plight of ministry in isolated locations, not only remembering the stories from Reverend Bruce Woolcott, but also having spent some years as principal of the Central School at Ivanhoe in far western New South Wales. As part of my work on the ACT New South Wales Committee of BCA, I'm continually challenged and encouraged by this work. I'm encouraged by the ministry that's exercised by BCA. Not only that we as a diocese have had all these connections that I've mentioned, but not only that, I'm encouraged that BCA is there for the long haul in going the distance for Christ. I'm also encouraged by the willingness of BCA to change and adapt to different conditions that are happening across this wide brown land. Take, for example, bringing the gospel to children in isolated schools. This last year has seen the appointment of Peter Volkowski, based in Dubbo, who uses video-based lessons in isolated schools where there are no volunteer teachers so that children can hear the gospel. He is helped, as many others are, by Cheryl Hallinan, a retired school principal based in Deniliquin, who uses her schools to train scripture teachers. And working just down the road at Bookham is Helena Painting, who is also funded by BCA to teach scripture in the local schools. Along with other community members, she has also rejuvenated the Bookham Church with services on a regular basis. All I can remember in my days going up and down the old Hume Highway was to be wary of police who would Bookham at Bookham. BCA has also helped the church at large to make connections with people who would not normally enter the church. In an amazing way, this has been true with the BCA funded work for Brian and Ali Champness in Goulburn. Here is a place with three Anglican parishes, including our cathedral, but where new, creative work, especially amongst children across all the churches, led by Brian and Ali, has been very effective. The Beatitudes recorded in Matthew chapter 5 invite each one of us to follow Jesus on a wonderful adventure where comfort, material luxuries, even family and friends are secondary to doing God's will. Hearing the age-old story of the gospel that brings new life is what the Bush Church Aid Society is all about. If you can't go yourself, why not be challenged to show your interest, as I'm sure many of you do, and support the society through prayer and giving so that others too will be blessed. Please feel free to pick up any of the news and publications on the back table before you go. Feel happy. Also, if you like, to put your name on a sheet there to show your interest to be able to receive prayer points and information for this incredible work. I want to add my appreciation again to your rector, Margaret, and to all who've shown support to keep up this good work of going the distance for Christ. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the Bush Church Aid Society, for bringing the gospel to remote parts of Australia, for its ministry of word and sacrament, its medical work and support services and care for the young. Help us, we pray, that we may also assist in making Christ known so that your redeeming love might be accepted throughout our land. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.